My name's Nora Connolly, and today's story has been written by Kathleen Evans, who offers us a viewpoint of the lockdown through her 91-year-old eyes. She was the eldest of three children of two Irish parents. My father, James Benedict Ronan, left his native Dublin in 1926. He married my mother, Bridget Christina McLaughlin, in Dublin in 1927, and both settled in Mill Hill, London, North West Severn. Unfortunately, the lockdown means I must confine myself to my spacious flat. I'm so grateful that it is spacious, because at least I am able to take a few mini walks within, though I welcome my maxi wanderings without. 10 rounds round my garden, step following step. It is almost as if I am glued to the garden hedge, the borderline. Sadly, the lockdown stopped my neighbour working, but her ill luck has served me well, because she offered to become my messenger. A morning call announces her arrival. She places all my immediate needs in the convenient white box situated by my front door. Delivery is done. Our waves through the window mean so much more than words at this time. It was when I was thinking about how I could stop my friendly neighbour being weighed down with my daily provisions that I remembered something from the past that might help. We lived in Bray, County Wicklow, Ireland, during the Second World War, or the Emergency, as it was called over there. My father's monthly cheque arrived on the 29th day of each month, which was not always the same time as the food ran out. That meant that our mother was forced to curtail our usual taste buds until the mail was delivered. We called that monthly period of invisible taste desires our rationed days. I recall the dinner table scenes of such days, battles of will, when my sister announced loudly her dislike of liver. Strange to say, a similar pattern presented itself in my first year as an emigrant in Alberta, Canada. My teaching position was on a native reserve. Our daily requirements were available at the Hudson's Bay store. But items always seemed to be in short supply near the eve of the weekly delivery day. If my memory serves me well, we counted our blessings every Thursday. Poor me! I had to resort to our family's wartime rationing method. So here I am, towards life's end, dependent on my cheery, voluntary shopper. I find myself returning to the past to help alleviate my weight upon her shoulders as she trudges uphill, carless. How may I lessen the burden on her behalf? I find myself rationing the goods she has brought. The less I devour, the less will be her burden. The price I willingly pay in these cell-like days is a life lesson learned long ago, but relevant to the present, the needs of now. I have imbibed an invaluable experience. I know the in-depth meaning of the verb to ration. I accept with fervent thanksgiving my provender, which my horses love to munch, their welcome to their helping of fresh, newly served hay. The expression pro rata may be interpreted as enough for this turn. The needs for the now are secured, while hope for more benefits are reserved for the future. This piece was recorded in 2020, For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please visit our website, www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.